Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
This is Fred Bottomer with a look at the week in health. President Biden is imposing stronger vaccine mandates on federal workers and adding a new vaccine requirement for large private employers. CBS News White House correspondent Stephen Portnoy reports.
Saying that the country's patience is wearing thin, the president blasted Americans who've refused to get vaccinated.
That 25% can cause a lot of damage, and they are.
He says his Labor Department will impose a new rule requiring large employers to establish their own vaccine mandates or impose weekly testing.
We're going to protect vaccinated workers from unvaccinated coworkers.
He had this message for governors who vowed to block school mask mandates.
I'll use my power as president to get them out of the way.
Stephen Portnoy, CBS News, The White House.
I'm Linda Kenyon in Washington. President Biden's most aggressive COVID vaccine requirements to date have sparked mixed reactions. James Chavez, who works for a Denver telecommunications company, was asked if the government is being too strict.
Not at all. I think they're too relaxed.
Amy Baca Olert, who heads the Colorado Education Association, says unless more people get vaccinated,
we could go back to that large-scale remote learning. We know that in-person learning is best for our students as well as our educators.
While some governors like Republican Kristi Noem of South Dakota call the vaccine requirement an unlawful mandate.
Indiana Governor Eric Holcomb says President Biden's plan to require private businesses with more than 100 employees ensure workers are vaccinated against COVID is a bridge too far. Florida Governor Ron DeSantis says,
when you have a president like Biden issuing unconstitutional edicts against the American people, we have a responsibility to stand up for the Constitution and to fight back.
Ohio Governor Mike DeWine calls the president's vaccine mandate a mistake. He says the vaccine is the best way to prevent the spread of COVID, but that people and business owners should make their own decisions about vaccination. Jennifer Kuiper, CBS News.
The U.S. may be closer to giving the green light to children 5 to 11 to get the COVID-19 vaccine.
Both Pfizer and Moderna are preparing to request approval to give their vaccines to children 5 years old and above. CBS's Dr. David Aga says this would greatly help, especially as kids are now going back to school.
The sooner we get these vaccines into the arms of children, the sooner we can protect children and the sooner we can release the mask mandates as hopefully virus numbers comes down in the country.
Meanwhile, the CDC says those unvaccinated who get COVID are 10 times more likely to be hospitalized and 11 times more likely to die. Steve Futterman, CBS News.
The FDA has decided it needs more time to decide whether e-cigarette maker Juul can sell its products here in the United States.
The delay means that Juul, the most popular brand with both adult smokers and many teens, can continue selling its products. It's the appeal of Juul's nicotine products to teenage smokers that has created so much controversy. While the FDA did not rule on Juul, it did reject applications for nearly 950,000 other e-flavored cigarettes and related products. Steve Futterman, CBS News.
And that's a look at the week in health. I'm Fred Bottomer.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time. Baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in Baseball Isn't Boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. You'll be glad you did.